But he's pretty funny because on his video page, he blasts liberals in large variety in all of his videos, lamenting that, quote, the evil left controls us all, unquote. But getting back to this video, Sharp, who is filming a first-person point of view, can be seen entering a Starbucks. Sharp patiently waits in line for the barista to finish ringing up the customer in front of him when he demands a beverage. He says, I heard y'all was racist, so I came in to get my free coffee. The young white barista, who literally looks like emo girl, the perfect emo girl, but she got her big old glasses and everything, says, I saw that, referring to the recent Starbucks incident in which two black men were arrested for defiant trespassing. The young white barista adds that she saw a lot of talk about the incident on social media the previous night. And then adamantly says, not in our store. So Sharp goes, he continues and says, I heard you guys don't like black people, so I came in to get my Starbucks reparation voucher. And the barista's like, sure. She happily obliges and asks him if he wants milk or flavoring with his coffee. And of course, Sharp, he says, I want both. He can be heard walking out. That's what I'm talking about. This is justice. This is justice. That's what I'm talking about. Towards the end of the video, Sharp can be heard saying, Black privilege gets me free coffee. I love racism. Only in America. Sharp shared the video on his Twitter page, and the video received more than 71,000 views and over 1,000 likes. When reached for comment, Sharp told the Blaze, who actually reached out to him, racism is a business. Thanks to the ridiculousness of Black Lives Matter activists, it's the new publicity stunt. And I think I just proved it. So the issue of white guilt is just so ri it's ridiculous. I know I use that word a lot, but in this case it is. I can trace my lineage all the way back. I never owned another person. My family has never owned another person. So when they say, oh, you're a colonizer, you're an oppressor, sorry, I don't owe you nothing. I don't, why are you telling me I'm an oppressor? But this guy actually had it perfect. Racism is a business. He actually says black privilege got him a free coffee. Black privilege is a thing. People will lecture me back and forth about white privilege, but really, in the long run, I actually had a conversation with a woman recently, and she had family members that I believe somewhere nieces or nephews or something that were girls, and they were in a very competitive field, and she told them, now is the time that you need to apply for jobs because you have everything they need. You're a woman. And we kind of joked. I'm like, yeah, well, I don't have anything they're looking for. She goes, I know, you're a white male. There's no way you would get a job over this person. And when people actually admit it, it's completely true. It's 100% true that in America, being a white cis male, mind you have to be straight, a white straight male, even though you're told you have all the privilege in the world, doesn't really work simply because it just doesn't. What do you mean? I mean that through quotas, through all these other things. Now, there are situations where white males do maybe get preferential treatment based on one thing or another. I can't control that. But just basing how I've seen hiring practices go, if they're, let me put it this way. Not even my case. If there is a white, single, straight male who is applying for the same job as a woman, I don't even care, straight, gay, whatever, colored or not colored. Black, Asian, doesn't matter. if that white straight man is in the same job application for that woman's going to get the job. If the credentials are remotely the same, because companies want to show it. And do I blame companies for it? No, it's good publicity. It looks good if you do it. So what I'm trying to say, probably very clumsily right now, is that Sharp proves that things like Black Lives Matter, things like the progressive teachings of the left have accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. What is that? They wanted to accomplish the minimizing of one class of people to promote the other class of people. And that is the problem with so-called equality. Forced equality. There's difference. There's organic equality, and then there's forced equality. Organic equality occurs in something like the Roman Catholic Church. Are you going to say that? Yes, I am going to say it. Why does it happen there? Because it doesn't matter. Asian, black, white, Latino, Indian, everybody's the same in the church. Everybody's the same. But what about these people? Everybody's the same. The equality within the Roman Catholic Church is the standard that should be followed. Doesn't matter throughout the world. Everybody's the same in the eyes of God. Forced equality, like what is happening in Western civilization, promotes one group by pushing down another. Now, you could say that when the United States was practicing a more overt form of racism, a more open form of it back in the 50s and 60s, that was another version of it. You see, the version that's happening now, where it's looked at positively, is the exact same that happened under Jim Crow laws.